Community Radio. Exclusively for Real. At realradio.co.uk. This is Real Radio.
Hello, this is Real Radio, and we've got a special guest on the phone, a great little project that's taking place in North Wales. It's called Multiply, and I'm joined on the phone by Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Craig. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very interested to hear more about, it's Multiply, isn't it? Is that the name of the project?
Yeah, the official name of the project is Numeracy for Life Multiply, but lots of people just know it as Simply Multiply.
I think that's quite easy to remember, isn't it? So what's it all about then? How does it work?
So Multiply is a newish, I should say now, government-funded program aimed at helping adults improve their confidence with numbers in everyday life. And they're free courses operating in Denbighshire, in addition to across North Wales. So I work for Glwclandrifol Menai, and we're responsible for the rollout in Gwynedd, Anglesey, Denbighshire and Conwy. And yeah, what it says on the tin, basically, we're here to provide free maths courses for individuals or organisations in the local areas. And these courses can literally be anything as long as there's some maths involved. So we've done courses related to budgeting, learning how to use Microsoft Excel, making your money go further, numbers when starting your own business, general confidence courses. And we can also provide GCSE tuition for anyone who would like to take their maths exam in the summer or later in the winter. And we can provide tutoring for those people as well. To be eligible, you just have to be age 19 or over, not currently hold a C grade in GCSE mathematics or above, or the equivalent, and live in the counties of Denbighshire, Conwy, Anglesey and Gwynedd.
It's a great little project. You sent it to me and I didn't click at first. I thought, hang on, I'm over 19. I think I got a D in maths. It was a long time ago now. How old am I now? 40. It was over 20 years ago. But I thought, hang on, this is me. This week, obviously, it's if you're self-employed, it's tax return time. And you've just mentioned there about Excel and stuff. And it's like, to me, it's a long time since I used Excel. I have to use it every year. Totally forget because how to use things. So it could be, it's not just, like you say, it's not just maths and things. It could be about money and budgeting and things and helping with small businesses in the area.
Exactly. Well, Craig, I'm more than happy to sign you up onto a course if you're eligible. We'd be glad to help. But no, going back to your point, yes, we can do anything as long as there is some numeracy or some maths involved. So it's not your typical maths. You sit down in a lesson and you learn about algebra, divisions, fractions, what people may associate with typical maths programs. It's more of a broader spectrum. So like you mentioned, if someone's thinking about setting up their own business, we can teach about profit and loss accounts, etc. And if you've got a family, we can help you with budgeting. So working out your ingoings, outgoings, and working out how to make your money go further. If you've got children who come home with maths homework, you need help, and you find that it confuses the life out of you, we can help you understand the kind of questions which are asked in math homework. I think the key message is we are here to help and deliver any kind of program which would be beneficial to either an individual or a business or organization who are looking to run courses for the people associated with their community centers, for example. So I'll give you an example. We're doing a couple of events next week at Brighter Futures in Real, which I'm sure you've heard of. We're doing a couple of budgeting programs for the people who use that center, and giving them an introduction to Microsoft Excel, how to prioritize their outgoings, their ingoings, how to draw up a basic budget for themselves and their family as well. So not only can these courses improve people's math skills, it can also improve their confidence with numbers, their employment prospects, and just overall quality of life, because I think having a good knowledge of maths and numbers really opens up a wide range of opportunities.
Yeah, it's like me. It's like going back to the tax return thing. It's daunting every year doing it. I think I have to use a spreadsheet. I need to go through all my statements and put all this money in ingoings and outgoings, incomings and outgoings and things. And it is daunting.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to ask though is how does it work then? So people sign up and they come along like to like a weekly, like a lesson, or is it just done when people need things, or is it done online, that sort
yeah.
of thing?
Well, another selling point of the Multiply project is we can deliver sessions at times, locations, dates, which okay. are suitable to the individual or to the business. And like I say, all courses are free. So Multiply can cover the cost of the tutors. And we've got a big pool of expert tutors. And then you hire if people need to use public transport to get to and from an event. We can cover that cost as well. So our courses are either delivered in sort of community centres or at the businesses themselves in real and across Denbighshire, or they can be done online as well. Now, in terms of coming up with courses, an individual can visit our website, and I can give you that website at the end of this interview. They fill out their form, and then we'll contact them, and we'll decide what kind of course is best for them. We can either provide a course which has been booked in already in real, or can be delivered online, or we can build a new course based on their needs, based on their personal circumstances, and run that course at a time or place that's suitable to them. So we do have a list of courses which are running already, though they can be found on our website. But if people don't see a course relevant to them or a time or a date that's suitable to them, don't panic. And fill out the form online, and we can run a course which is bespoke to an organization or the individual at time, location, and method of delivery, whether that be online, face-to-face, one-to-one, or in a group setting that's suitable to them. So we're very, very flexible in terms of how and when we run these sessions.
Okay. And sort of obviously if you're doing sort of maths in school, you end up doing exams, GCSEs, and you come up with some sort of accreditation.
Yeah.
Do you get that sort of thing with you? Will there be sort of, I know people love to get like a certificate and show their achievements. Is that sort of thing as well? Will they be able to take what they've done with you further into employment and things, and maybe to go on and move on to college courses? Does it work like that?
So for our short courses, we give certificates, and obviously learners can put their achievements on their CV to improve their employment prospects, but they're not sort of formally accredited. Like okay. I mentioned earlier, what we can offer is GCSE support or the Welsh application of number essential skills, tutoring as well, which is equivalent to maths GCSE. Yeah. Now, obviously, if a student uses our tutoring and chooses to take those exams in the summer, obviously the GCSE qualification they get is an official accredited course, qualification rather. But to answer your question, our short courses aren't accredited, but they give learners lots of new skills which they can put on their CV, which will look attractive to employers. And obviously they'll get the certificate as well, so they can take that certificate to any interviews, whether that be for a college course or for a job interview, they can do that as well. And Multiply's reputation is growing across North Wales and Denbighshire, so we're hoping that employers and education providers will look very, very kindly on anyone who's completed a Multiply programme.
Excellent. So I think the main thing is, how do people get involved? Do they obviously call, the kind of email, website, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've got a website which has got all our contact details on. It's got a list of our courses which are running in real and across Denbighshire. And it's also got our online form where students can put in all their details. And then usually the next working day, a member of our team will be in touch to discuss their needs and what we can offer. So I'll give you that website. It's www.glm.ac.uk/multiply. Alternatively, if you Google or use any search engine and type in Multiply GLLM, then you'll easily be able to find our webpage as well.
Excellent. We'll put that stuff on our website too at realradio.co.uk. Thank you very much, Alex. It sounds like an amazing little project. I might even have a look myself. Well, I will have a look myself, actually. Definitely, if you can help me with my bookkeeping and things. And ingoings and outgoings, especially in January. It's a time of year I don't like.
Yeah, it's a good time to do that course, perhaps. Yeah, we'd love to help you, and we'd love to help the people of Rhyl and beyond as well.
Cheers, Alex. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Craig.
From sunny Rhyl on the North Wales coast, this is Rhyl Radio.